Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. Later, there'll be an opportunity for your questions and comments, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require any assistance today, please press star followed by the zero, and an AT&T operator will assist you. And as a reminder, this conference is being recorded. At this time, it's my pleasure to turn the conference over to our host, Chair of the Board, Barbara Curry. Please go ahead.
However, it's incumbent upon us to consider public business. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the Governor's June 26, 2020, Disaster Proclamation and Executive Order 2020-44, the Board is conducting this regular open meeting by teleconference. Through this teleconference, members of the public may listen to the entirety of the meeting and, if they like, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks given this morning will be documented and placed into the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Here.
Member Palabos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
And Chair Curry?
I'm here too. So we have four members, a quorum is three, ready to roll. The next agenda item is announcements. My announcement today is that we are celebrating our 50th birthday. On July 1, 1970, then-Governor Ogilvie signed the landmark Illinois Environmental Protection Act. Among many other provisions, the act created the Illinois Pollution Control Board, in other words, PLUSH. Board member Brenda Carter did a superb job of presiding over planning for this celebratory year. The first item on the list was the 50th anniversary report, which can be found on the board's website. All hands were on deck. Every member, every staffer contributed to the effort. Anand Rao combed the archives. Paul Grabowski made sure that we were aligned with the web. The list goes on. Special kudos go to the lead drafter, our guru, Richard McGill, and his gold report drafting team, Chloe Cummings, Vanessa Horton, Danny Pauly, Mark Kaminsky, Marie Tipsord, and Tim Fox. Thanks to everyone for a job well done. And, of course, the year isn't over yet. We're planning seminars with former board members and the practice community. We anticipate they will happen either later this year or early in the next. We will continue honoring the Act and the board, and we'll keep you posted as to dates, topics, and times. And in the meantime, congratulations to us. Our board has a proud history and a steady stream of accomplishments. Current and former members and staffers, everyone deserves a collective pat on the back. So please, please act responsibly. Are there other announcements? All right, now we're at the section of the meeting, public remarks, the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Tom, operator, would you please come back on the line at this time and give people the instructions they need for how members of the public may log a request to make a comment?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines, if you wish to make a comment, please press 1, then 0 on your touch-tone phone. Now you're going to hear an acknowledgement that you've been placed in queue. You can take yourself out of the queue at any time by pressing the 1-0 command again. So again, from questions, please press 1, then 0. One moment. And a final reminder, again, if you'd just like to make a comment or ask a question, go ahead and hit 1-0 at this time to put yourself in the queue. You will hear an acknowledgement. And speakers, nobody is queuing up at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll move on. The next item is the June 18, 2020 board meeting minutes. Member Palabos moves to approve the minutes, and Member Carter seconds that motion. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed no.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. So the ayes have it, and the minutes are approved. And now for today's agenda, the first item is rulemakings. And the first rulemaking item, 1918, is a final order and rules adoption, and it's mine. On November 27, 2018, IEPA proposed amendments to Part 809 of the Board's Solid Waste and Special Waste Hauling Regulations. These changes would simplify the manifest requirements for special waste haulers in Illinois. We held two hearings, the first on May 9, 2019, and the second on November 7, 2019. At its June 16, 2020 meeting, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules issued a certification of no objection to the proposed amendments, subject to a handful of non-substantive changes, which the Board includes in the final rules. This draft order directs the clerk to submit the final amendments of the Secretary of State for publication in the Illinois Register and codification in the Illinois Administrative Code. The amendments appear in the addendum to this opinion and order. I move the adoption of the order. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the Board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. We have a unanimous vote, and the minutes are approved. I'm sorry, no, that was the, sorry. This was the rulemaking. This is...
Yeah, our 1918.
Our 1918. Boy, I've got papers. I've got my... printer does double-sided, so I lose things all the time. Okay, so 1918 is approved. The next rulemaking is a status update on R20-21, and also is mine. The Board will convene for a special meeting on July 27, 2020, at 11 o'clock in the morning via teleconference in order to vote on this proposed R20-21. On April 10, 2020, IEPA filed an emergency rule that proposed a new section 1510.620 in 35 Illinois Administrative Code. The purpose of the original rule, the emergency rule, was related to the COVID-19 pandemic. What it did was to extend the deadline for cross-connection control device inspectors to file their renewals. However, the 150-day duration of an emergency rule would have expired before the proposed renewal dates. Therefore, the Board moved forward with the issue as a general rulemaking. The first hearing was held on June 18th this year, the second on July 13th. Again, the Board will convene on the 27th of this month at 11 o'clock to vote on a second notice order. For any member of the public who would like to participate in the special meeting, the teleconference number will be on the special meeting agenda posted on the Board's website. We have no adjusted standards today, so we move on to administrative citations. And the first administrative citation is AC-26, and it's mine. On June 4th of this year, Jackson County timely filed an administrative citation against Nicole Coomer Dobbs. Jackson County alleges that during an April 22nd inspection, the county noted violations of Sections 21P of the Act, which include causing or allowing litter at the site, causing or allowing open burning at the site, and causing or allowing the deposit of general or clean construction or demolition debris at the site. Dobbs has not contested the administrative citation. This order finds Dobbs violated sections of 21P of the Act and imposes a civil penalty of $4,500. I move the adoption of the order. Is there a second? Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the Board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. We have all of us, four of us voting yes. The order is approved. Now we move to adjudicatory cases. Our first item is PCB 15-112. It's a proposal for settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On June 18th of 2019, the board accepted the People's Second Amended Complaint alleging 29 counts of error violations at the respondent's soybean processing and biodiesel manufacturing facility. On April 17th of 2020, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which the respondent does not affirmatively admit the alleged violations but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $750,000. On June 6th of 2020, the board published a required notice of the proposed settlement but did not receive a request to hold a hearing. I move the draft order accepting the party's proposed settlement.
Member Santos moves the adoption of the order. Is there a second? Member Carter seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Favor.
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. And again, unanimously, the ayes have it, and the order is approved. The next item is PCB 17-20, a motion to dismiss. Member Palavos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On July 10, 2020, Davis & Sons Oil Company filed a motion to dismiss this appeal, which concerns a leaking underground storage tank site located in Fairfield, Illinois. The draft order grants Davis & Sons' motion for dismissal, dismisses the appeal, and closes the docket. I move the draft order.
Member Palavos moves the order. Moved adoption of the order. Is there a second? Seconded by Santos. Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have a unanimous vote. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 17-45, a proposal for settlement. Member Palavos.
Thank you. On February 2nd, 2017, the people filed a five-count complaint against Magna Tax Service Company, Inc. The complaint concerns Magna's property, the former site of the Young Radiator Factory, Mattoon, Illinois. On June 26, 2020, the parties filed a stipulation and proposed settlement, accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. Under the proposed settlement, respondents do not affirmatively admit the violations and agree to pay a civil penalty of $3,000. This order directs the clerk to provide public notice of the party stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. I move the draft order.
And seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. And again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 20-18, a motion for summary judgment. Member Santos.
Thank you. Landfill 33 applied for the IEPA, applied to the IEPA for a permit modification to modify the final cover at its Effingham County facility and add disposal capacity. The Illinois EPA denied the application as incomplete because it did not include the site approval for the Effingham County Board. The parties have filed cross motions for summary judgment. In this draft order, the board finds that there is no genuine issue of material fact. Landfill 33's 1999 application for approval and the Effingham County Board's 2000 site approval did not encompass a proposed increase in waste disposal capacity. The draft concludes that Landfill 33's proposed modification is a new pollution control facility that requires site approval. Landfill 33 has not provided evidence of site approval for its proposed modification. I move the draft order granting the Illinois EPA's motion for summary judgment and denying Landfill 33 motion.
Member Santos moves adoption, seconded by Member Carter. Any discussion from members of the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Now we come to a bunch of standard orders. Most of these are mine. And I just want to make it clear for the record that what we do at the board with standard orders, administrative citations, tax certifications, underground leaking storage tank appeals, stipulations, these are standard orders. And what we do is every month we rotate the members of the board who are responsible for them. So the reason that so many of these motions are mine is just that this was Team Curry's month to take all the standard orders. The first matter is PCB 2069, a dismissal of an underground storage tank appeal. On April 16th of this year, at the party's request, the board extended the time period for NMP Family Corporation to appeal an IEPA decision that partially denied petitioner's request for reimbursement from the Underground Storage Tank Fund for its Williamson County facility. NMP has failed to timely file an appeal, so this draft order dismisses the case and closes the docket. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have four ayes. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 20-75. It's a motion to correct the record. On May 22nd of this year, IEPA filed a recommendation that the board certify specified facilities of Gateway FS, Inc. as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. On June 18th, the board issued an order that certified Gateway's identified agrochemical containment structures at its Randolph County facility as pollution control facilities. But on July 2nd, the agency filed a motion to correct the record because the property identification number submitted in the filings and in the board order was incorrect. This draft order grants the agency's motion to correct the property identification number and certifies that Gateway's identified agrochemical containment structures are indeed pollution control facilities. I move adoption of the order. Is there a second? Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. And again, the ayes have it. Again, the order is approved. The next is PCB 2092, a complaint and proposed settlement. On June 17th of this year, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, filed a two-count complaint against the city of Chicago for failing to timely submit a renewal of a national pollutant discharge elimination system permit for the Sawyer Water Purification Plant in Chicago. Additionally, the facility failed to submit monthly discharge monitoring reports from 2015 to 2020 in violation of the Act and Board Water Pollution Regulations. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. The City of Chicago neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but represents it has entered into the stipulation for the purpose of settling and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $8,100. Under the Act and Board Regulations, the Board must cause notice of the stipulation, propose settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. Any person may file a written demand for hearing within 21 days after receiving the notice. If anyone timely files a written demand for hearing, the board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next is PCB 2093, a petition for hearing. Wait a minute. I've lost my place. 11. Okay, I got it. On June 17, 2020, BOL LLC timely filed a petition asking the board to review a May 18, 2020 determination of the IEPA partially denying reimbursement from the Underground Storage Tank Fund for its Cook County facility. This draft order accepts BLI's petition for hearing. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, unanimity, the order is approved. Next is PCB 20-94, a complaint and proposed settlement. On June 22nd of this year, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a three-count complaint against Equistar Chemicals, LP. The complaint alleges Equistar's chemical manufacturing plant in Douglas County violated volatile organic material emission limits, violated its Clean Air Act permit program permit conditions, and operated a process flare with visible emissions in violation of the Act and board air pollution regulations. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. Equistar neither admits nor denies the alleged violation, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $120,000. Under the Act, as we've said before, the board has to make notice of the stipulation, the settlement, and the request for relief from the hearing requirement public. Anybody can request a written demand for a hearing within 21 days after receiving the notice. If anyone files a written demand, the board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order. Is there a second? Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye, yes.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next is PCB 20-95, a complaint and proposed settlement. On June 25th of this year, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a two-count complaint against Valid USA Incorporated for failing to timely submit complete and accurate annual emissions reports for 2018 and 2017 for its plastic card manufacturing facility in Will County. This failure is a violation of the Act and of board air pollution regulations. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. Valid neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but represents that it's entered into the stipulation for the purpose of settling and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $7,000. Again, as with these other proposed settlements, the board has to provide notice of the stipulation, the proposed settlement, and the request for relief from the hearing requirement. If anybody files a written demand for hearing within 21 days after receiving the notice, the board will deny the party's request for relief and hold a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move adoption of the order. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have unanimity, and the order is approved. Next is PCB 20-96, a petition for hearing. On June 26th of this year, J.D. Street & Company, Incorporated, timely filed a petition asking the board to review a May 19, 2020 determination of the IEPA, partially denying reimbursement from the Underground Storage Tank Fund for a leaking tank at its facility in Jackson County. This draft order accepts Street's petition for hearing. I move adoption of the order. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palabos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chairman Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. Four votes saying yes. The order is approved. Next is PCB 20-97, a tax certification. On June 26th of this year, IEPA filed a recommendation that the board certify a wastewater storage pit of Quince Byproducts, LLC, at its facility in McLean County as pollution control facilities for preferential tax treatment under the property tax code. The board's technical unit agreed with the IEPA, and this draft certifies that Kunz's identified livestock waste management facilities are, in fact, pollution control facilities. I move adoption of the order. Is there a second? Seconded by Santos. Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Sorry about that. Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chairman Curry?
Aye. Again, we have a unanimous aye vote, four votes for voting yes. The order is approved. Next is PCB 20-98, a complaint. On June 30th of this year, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a six-count complaint against Osaba Liquid Products Incorporated, Osaba Liquid Products LP, Clean Harbors Environmental Services Incorporated, and Waste Management of Illinois Incorporated for the improper disposal, transfer, and acceptance of hazardous waste at both Osaba's Grundy County facility and at Waste Management's Will County facility. This was in violation of the Act and of the Board's Waste Disposal Regulations. This draft order finds that the complaint meets the content requirements of the Board's procedural rules, and we accept the complaint for hearing. I move adoption of the order. Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the Board? Clerk, please call the roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. And again, we have a unanimous vote for voting yes. The order is approved. Next is PCB 20-99. It's a complaint and proposal for settlement. On June 20th, 2020, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed a four-count complaint against Master Graphics, LLC, for constructing and operating a printing press at its lithographic printing facility in Ogle County in violation of the Act and of the Board's air pollution regulations. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. Master Graphics neither admits nor denies the alleged violations, but represents that it has entered into the stipulation for the purpose of settling and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $34,500. Again, the board has to provide notice of the stipulation, the settlement, and the request for relief from the hearing requirement. Anybody can file a written demand for a hearing within 20 days after receiving the notice, and if anyone does file such a demand, the board will deny the party's request for relief and hold the hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move the adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chairman Curry?
Aye. Once again, four voting yes, no one voting no, the order is approved. Now we have other items. We move on to the other items. I present a motion under Section 2.06 of the Open Meetings Act to continue preserving only written minutes of the board's closed meeting, which occurred on December 13, 2018, and to approve destroying the verbatim audio recording of that closed meeting. The board did not hold any closed meetings from January 1, 2020 through June 30, 2020, so no determination on whether to keep minutes confidential is necessary for that time frame under Section 2.06D of the Open Meetings Act. I so move. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Excuse me. Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palibos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
And Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have unanimity, four voting yes, no one voting no. The motion is approved. We have no other items on the agenda. Does anyone have anything to offer? If not, Member Palibos, moves that this meeting be adjourned, seconded by Member Carter. Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Carter?
Aye.
Member Palivos?
Aye.
Member Curry?
Aye.
And Chairman, I'm sorry, Chair Curry?
Aye.
You didn't call me.
Ms. Cynthia, because she always says yes.
Oh.
Yeah, call Santos.
Member Santos, I am so sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, we got us all. All right, so there are four voting yes, none voting no, and the motion is approved, and this meeting, this unanimous, happy meeting, is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation in using the AT&T Executive Teleconference. You may now disconnect.